This is Whole World Radio. My name is Pastor Marilyn. I'm a four-dimensional teacher where the collective mind is the one mind. The name of my church is, as God said, make room for me. God is saying to make room for him. So today, I will be speaking regarding prayer. It's a promising healing of prayer from God our Father. See, today, of which is going on in this world system of disease, we are to use the power of God's word for healing. See, many things happen when we express our faith to God. See, the faith is very important. True prayer, the power of God's word. And when I say the power of God's word, because when we pray, we have to use God's word. And God's word is the name of Jesus. See, you will be able to draw upon the power of prayer towards healing for yourself and for others. And just to show you that Jesus is the Word of God. See, Jesus came as a sign of the Word. The first being the very first thought of God, our Father. The flesh came. The flesh covered the Word. See, the Word came out as the very thought of the Father was the Word. And the flesh came and covered the Word. So the flesh, Jesus, was the sign. See, when he came as the Word said, and if we can look now, and you can look in John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. You see, right away you can see that where it was referring to of Jesus. We can now read also the same John 1 and we read verse 14. It said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we behold his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. And the only begotten of the Father is Jesus, filled of grace and truth. Here we have the full proof of Jesus being the Word of God. For us to use the Word of God, when we use his word, we now take on to all his will. We do the will of the Father. He have told us for us to do. You see? And if you go on, you see the scripture on Luke 2 and 14, it says, and this is the sign unto you. See, Jesus, when he came as a sign, he said, and this is the sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloth lying in a manger. So there the word came as a sign, as a flesh. So it's the proving of the word of God dealing with Jesus. Everything of Jesus, of all of what he have done for us. Even if you go to John chapter 14 on verse 10. And it says, believers, thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The word which I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he doeth the work. See? Dare he express himself to let you know? That's why it says in John 1, the word was with God and the word was God. See? And there he expressed himself. So to know when you speak the word, you speak in all of Jesus. So consider Jesus as he did all the things that he have done. Consider he did what he also done for you. All he is doing even now, the word, the very word of God, doing the very will of him, the very will of the word. When we do the will of Father, is doing the word of God, doing of what Jesus have put unto us. And what he is doing for you as the word of God. See what he's doing as the word of God, as I just said it. Now, we can see it even more because the scripture is the word of God of what he's speaking. Because Jesus, he does not give commandment by writing. He gives commandment by what he speaks, what he say. Because every written word is a dead word. See, he's the very action of the word. He's the very word of God. So when we read, we could go into 1 John 4, 1 and 4. But when we could understand that Jesus being as the Word of God, but also we have to consider the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, the Word, and the Holy Spirit are one. So let's read 1 John 4, 1 and 4.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
See, there it goes right there, in dealing with Jesus as being and the Holy Spirit are one. Because that's the reason why through Jesus with his death, he have now that body, that flesh part of him that came. Now he is not no more of the flesh anymore, but of the spirit of dealing where we become the body of Christ, where he is being of the Christ. So the word and the Holy Spirit, that's why it's one, where we became as the Holy Spirit. That's why he said we should be born again. And we born again by the Spirit. And that was the word is speaking of it. So we could continue to read and to show the very love of the Father, because the word of the Father that he has sent is the word of love. Because love destroys all evil. So let's continue reading. In 1 John 4, starting from verse 4.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed that love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also.
You see, there it goes. It's all of love, that the love came to destroy all evil. We know that's what love did. Love came to make us become the oneness back of God. And it come and destroy all evil. All the evil. So when you use the word of God to pray and express your faith, God will hear and answer your prayer. You will be healed. You will be saved from violence and from all enemies. You will be delivered from all your fear. See? So you won't have to be fear anymore. You will be saved out of all your troubles. You will see great and mighty things which you do not presently know. You will receive what you require. See, your joy will be filled. You will know God's peace that Jesus gave in this world system that we are in. You will find mercy and grace to help you. You will have God's will, and your prayer will ascend before God in heaven, not in the heavens. See, when you speak of the heavens, it's part of dealing with this world system. But there is only the one heaven with the God our Father is of. See? So, let's read Revelation 8 and verse 4. It says, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saint ascended up before God, not out of the angel's arm. See? Out of the angel's arm. It's sending to God, our Father. So you can see it. When you keep doing that prayer, these are the things that would be using his word. Just don't say on whatever you want. Say of the word of all what Jesus has talked on regarding the scriptures. See, the Bible prayer are for you to use in seeking healing for your life. And the Bible prayer is the word of God, who is Jesus, the sign of the word. By using the scriptures, you are praying God's will for your life. So let's read 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him.
See, there is the word. There is what the word is speaking and telling us. Jesus is, I've done that, to let us know of it all. Also, let's read John 15, verse 7. And it says, if ye abide in me, this is Jesus speaking, who is the word. He said, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. See, so these are the very, so what I am speaking is the very word of God. So as we speak it, even as our prayer. So what is our prayer is? Our prayer is having a, as we are speaking to God. We are having a communication to God. Not that God is speaking to us. It's that we are speaking to him. That's why we are having a prayer. That's what a prayer means. So how will you know that God speaks to us? He said, meditate on his word. Meditate on God's word day and night. When we meditate on it is when we know that God is speaking to us. When we pray is when we are speaking to him, being of the word of God. So as we pray these word-based prayer, you will gain new insight into God's thought, which is his word, Jesus. You will gain it. You will surely gain it. So I would like to do a prayer now to show of the word of God, speaking of the very scriptures of God. So let us pray. Probably I like to read the first chapter of Psalms 107, verse 20. It says, he sent his word and healed them. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the promises of your word, which proclaim healing to those who are sick of the illness that is going on now into this world system. That those not belong to you, even those, Father, your word is true. For Jesus, you say, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. For God our Father, your word is true. Who Jesus is, sanctify us through thy truth, Father. For we are not of this world, We are of the world, of you within you. Father, for Jesus have come, your word has come to take us back. We are settled in heaven now. You have told us in your word that you have provided healing for us through the stripe of Jesus Christ, our Lord. You will deliver all your children out of them all. Thank you, God, for our healing. We thank you. You are always faithful, Father. I'm asking you to remove our sickness from our bodies now. Whatever sickness it is, as I pray in right now, as I reach out to touch the hem of the garment of the great physicians, all those doctors reaching out, Jesus Christ, yes, all that are sick, believe that we are receiving healing for whatever sickness you have. We are all receiving it now of the word of God is hearing us. With your help, we will endeavor to keep our heart mercy each day, because we know that a mercy heart does us good. Just like a doctor would give us medicine. Thank you, Father. You fill us with all joy and peace as we believe your word and we abide in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Through faith in your word, we now bring every thought and all imagination and reasoning into captivity to the obedience of Christ in the authority of the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We conform right now the devil, the enemy of our soul, and all related fears he attempted to assign on us with. And we command him, hey, you devils, to stop. Stop right now. The effect against us now, we say in the name of Jesus. This sickness has a name. And the name is coronavirus. So let's, in all the bodies, to bow its knees and to leave all bodies forever. Father, and your words say in Philippians 2:10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, through faith in that name and through the merit of the precious blood of Jesus Christ, we now command the illness to bow its knees and to lay all bodies forever. Leave their body, we said, and leave their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Your word imparts faith for healing to all our hearts. So we receive your word. We receive your strength and receive your healing now as I pray. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We know that through Jesus, we have been made whole. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. For you have enabled us to have the faith we all need to be healed. We believe your healing power is working in all of us now. Our prayer is a prayer of faith based upon your word and the faith that you, Father, have imparted to us by your grace. And we all know, Father, you are healing us and raising us up to your great power. To your great power. We thank you. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you.
There are questions that you have to think about. In my next teaching, there will be answers. This is Whole World Radio.
Let us all sing of
this
Jesus.
This has always been a word.
Let us all, God, all our songs, way. Because the songs are the powerful of Jesus. Without the song, there
Genesis,
is no life.
The first chapter. For the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. But God, the speaking spirit, spoke and said, let there be light. And there was light. So I want to know how many people are excited about the word tonight. I said, are you excited about the word tonight? If you're excited, get up and we're going to just celebrate the word together. Ah, here we go, y'all. Talk to them. Tell them. And say it. Yeah.
The word of the Lord is great.
Eternal.
Shall
last from age to age.
The word of the Lord is great and powerful.
Yeah.
He honors it above
his name. Ah, say it again, y'all. Tell us it.
The word of the Lord is great, eternal. And it shall last from age to age.
It shall last from age to age. Was the word.
The first chapter of John.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was God.
John 1:1.
In the beginning was the word was God, and the word was with God.
Still John 1:1.
Oh, but if I go over to Isaiah, what chapter speaks about how his word operates?
Isaiah 55:11.
What does he say in Isaiah? He said,
so shall my word go forth.
What?
And it shall not return void.
What?
Accomplish that.
What?
Which I please.
And prosper.
Prospering.
Yeah, y'all. So we say,
the word of the Lord is great, eternal.
Yeah.
And it shall last from age to age.
It shall last from age to age. They are spirit and they are life.
John 6:63.
I'm alert and active, always watching over my word to perform it.
Jeremiah 1:12.
Take me back to Isaiah.
So shall my word go forth.
What?
And it shall not return void.
Yeah.
And it shall last from age to age.
the word tonight. Come on, let's celebrate the word. Thank God for the word. It's keeping you. It's keeping your family. It's keeping your finances. It's canceling your debt. Y'all say,
the word.
It's working for you.
The word.
It's blessing your family. Yes.
The word.
The word is holding your marriage together.
The word.
That again, y'all.
The word.
The word is canceling out your debts.
The word.
The word is healing your body.
The word.
The word is operating all around you. When God speaks, take it up. Oh, you better open up your mouth and celebrate it tonight. Tell them, let's celebrate the word. Hey, let's celebrate the word. That's how the book starts off, y'all.
Live blessed. You are King. Wait. That's why shows his face and gladly take my station.